Vice President Al Gore has spent much of the last few days in California raising more than $5 million in soft money for his party. California has been kind to the Clinton-Gore administration, but the state is beginning to highlight some major differences between the president and the vice president. NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Los Angeles.
Al Gore has never taken the country's most populous state for granted. Although he leads in the polls here, this weekend's trip to California was his 66th as vice president. And at times, he really seemed to be enjoying himself, as when he addressed an inner-city economic conference or rallied with the mostly Latino janitors currently on strike in Los Angeles.
Para dignidad, si se puede. Para igualdad, si se puede. Para justicia, si se puede.
But a few miles away in Beverly Hills, Gore didn't seem quite as much in his element. In a familiar scene from the Clinton-Gore years, movie stars and moguls gathered at a stunning mansion, sipping Chardonnay on a balcony while Sarah McLachlan performed live.
In the arms of the angel,
the hosts, as usual, were the troika who run DreamWorks Studios, Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and David Geffen, who have been among this administration's most reliable fundraisers. The guests of honor, also as usual, were the president and vice president. At one point in his speech, Gore seemed uncomfortable as he tried to describe the burdens of the presidency on Bill Clinton.
And I could tell you about the many, many times when I have seen him, especially in the early years, nearly buckle under the pressure of this office, but never do so. As I say this, I don't want to pretend that I know how heavy his burdens have been.
When the president spoke next, he seemed much more at home with the many Hollywood figures he calls friends.
This is an easier speech for me to give than the one the vice president just gave, because I'm not running for anything. So I was thinking, well, what should I say? And I asked Al, I said, is there anything special you want me to say? He said, nothing special. Just get up there and say, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Gore.
The Saturday night event raised a whopping $2.8 million, even though Gore told the group he's in favor of banning the very soft money they were handing over. But these trusty Hollywood Democrats will be getting more calls over the next few months, asking for even more money to help not only Gore and the party, but Senate candidate Hillary Clinton, too.
Yeah, I think there could be burnout. I get invited to multiple events for the same candidate, and certainly there's got to be some burnout.
However, says Bob Ramey, a film producer and president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, many film industry liberals still support this administration's stance on social issues. And Ramey expects that support to carry over to Gore, even if the vice president lacks the famous Clinton star quality that goes over so well in Hollywood.
Bill Clinton's got a magnetic personality. He's very dynamic, and of course he's brilliant, and he's a wonderful speaker. I'm not sure that Al Gore has those same qualities, but I think the difference between he and Bill Clinton isn't necessarily all bad.
Ramey is referring to the Monica Lewinsky affair. But even if Gore wins in November, he'll have to make some new friends in Hollywood. Andy Spawn, head of corporate affairs for DreamWorks, says his bosses, Spielberg, Katzenberg, and Geffen, have decided to take a break from fundraising after the general election. Those shoes will be hard to fill, but there are signs Gore may look north to the new money mansions of Silicon Valley.
The man who, with your extraordinary support tonight, will be the next president of the United States, Al Gore.
On Friday night, Gore attended another fundraiser in California's high-tech capital, hosted by Democratic Party official and internet entrepreneur Joel Hyatt. The event raised a party record in the area, $2.6 million, almost as much as the Beverly Hills gathering. But unlike the Hollywood crowd, many of the 70 Silicon Valley guests had never given to a campaign before. Gore, who has long been an internet enthusiast, even if he may not have invented it, seemed more at ease with this group.
I think we ought to close the gun show loophole. I think that we ought to ban assault weapons and Saturday night specials. And I started to say Saturday Night Live, but show's gone down a little bit, but not that far down.
Despite Gore's recent fundraising success among high-tech executives, Silicon Valley is not nearly as reliably liberal as Hollywood. Its new millionaires have a reputation for giving to Republicans at least as much as to Democrats, when they give at all. Still, former Democratic National Committee Chair Don Fowler says Gore is wise to focus his attention up north.
When you compare anybody to President Clinton and his ability to
persuade people to relate to people in a positive fashion. That's a tough, tough standard, but I do think that there's a simpatico there between the people in Silicon Valley and the vice president that's very healthy and very good.
However, the recent tumble in high-tech stocks could spell trouble for Gore. The strong economy is probably the accomplishment he trumpets most, and a serious downturn could hurt him far beyond the capitals of cyberspace and tinsel. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.